Daily Good News, Volume 2, Chapter 170. A Precious Lesson on Who Does the Work. When you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectually works in you who believe. Without the word of God the life of man is as barren of power, and of good as is the earth without rain. Only let the word of God fall upon the heart as the showers upon the earth, then the life will be fresh, and beautiful in the joy and peace of the Lord, and fruitful with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ. It is the word of God that must work in you. You are not to work to do the word of God. The word of God is to work in you to cause you to do. There will be powerful work wrought in the individual when the word of God, being living and full of power, is allowed to work in the life. As this word is the word of God, the power of which it is full is only the power of God. When it is allowed to work in the life, there will be the work of God manifest in the life. It is his power working mightily. Thus it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. It will accomplish what I please. Let it. This is the power of the word of God to the person who receives it as it is in truth. This is the power that effectually works in you who believe. This is the way that the word of God accomplishes that which he pleases in those who will receive it and let it dwell in them. Are you mourning under the leprosy of sin? Have you said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean? The answer is now to you, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately you are cleansed as certainly as was that other leper. Believe the word, and praise the Lord for its cleansing power. Let all who have named the name of Christ receive his word today, depending upon that word, to do what the word says. Accept it as of those of old, and immediately it effectually works in you the good pleasure of the Father.